From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Rupert Murdoch's purchase of Dow Jones and the Wall Street Journal took quite a while to put together. One reason, concerns about Murdoch's history of influencing news coverage to favor his interests. A new special committee has been set up to protect the journal's editorial integrity. NPR's David Folkenflik reports it's already generating controversy.
There are two schools of thought when it comes to how much control Rupert Murdoch will have over the Wall Street Journal once he gets the formal okay from Dow Jones shareholders later this year. One says complete and total power. The other says complete and total power, but he won't harm the news pages. Neither school thinks this special committee can stand between Murdoch and his new prize if he wants to flex his muscles.
This board must be feisty and independent. If it is not independent, then it's probably not going to do much good because there is no real force behind it in the contract or any of the agreements.
That's Tim McGuire, the former executive editor of the Minneapolis Star Tribune. McGuire has faith in Murdoch.
Rupert Murdoch has bought one of the most important worldwide media brands, and I don't think he's going to savage it. I just don't think that makes business sense.
There are five members of the new special committee. By contract, they are to be independent of Murdoch, his company News Corp, Dow Jones, and the Bancroft family that agreed to sell Dow Jones to him. They'll meet four times a year and oversee the appointment or removal of the very top editors of the news and editorial sections. The committee is also supposed to arbitrate fights when editors complain about interference from their new owners. But there's already a catch. News Corp appointed MIT digital futurist Nicholas Negroponte to the special committee. He leads a foundation to create and provide low-cost laptops to children in the third world. Earlier this year, Murdoch pledged to give Negroponte's foundation $2.5 million, and an executive vice president of News Corp sits on the foundation's board. Journal reporter E.S. Browning has worked at the paper for 28 years. He says the MIT professor is hopelessly in Murdoch's debt.
Murdoch clearly has no intention of creating a board that would be independent. He's going to try to salt it with his lackeys.
Browning says the committee is just a fig leaf. News Corp and Dow Jones disagree. Each company released statements today attesting to the independence of board members. Retired Detroit News editorial page editor Tom Bray is a former Journal reporter and conservative columnist. He will be the committee's chairman.
The charge, obviously, is to provide some extra measure of insurance for an organization that has a proud tradition of editorial integrity and independence.
Retired Wall Street Journal deputy managing editor Barney Kalaim isn't impressed.
My main view is that what will happen is what Mr. Murdoch wants to happen, whatever that is.
Other board members are Louis Bacardi, the former CEO of the Associated Press, Jack Fuller, the former top editor of the Chicago Tribune, and former Republican Congresswoman Jennifer Dunn. Some journal reporters question whether Dunn can be a fair judge of news stories on corporate and political issues. She worked for a consulting firm with major corporate clients, was appointed by President Bush to an advisory committee, and has endorsed Republican Mitt Romney for president. But Barney Kalaim says the very idea of the committee is flawed.
That would be no matter what the composition of the board created to monitor the agreement.
Several former editors of the Times of London say Murdoch has largely ignored a similar board set up there when he bought the paper. The chairman of the new special committee, Tom Bray, says he believes Murdoch respects the paper too much to harm it.
And I would expect that whatever disagreements arise, that these will get worked out in the usual fashion without rising to the level of the special committee.
If it did, the committee could rely on the power of the pen. It has the right to publish any findings in the journal itself. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.